From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 26, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature's Jail Committee is considering the possibility of relocating the County Department of Aging's Food Preparation Service to the proposed new county jail in Coxsackie. The department delivers 200 meals a day, and in 2015, a total of nearly 43,000 meals were served countywide. At a recent meeting, the committee discussed the differences between inmate meals and senior meals, State Department of Health regulations for transporting food, the potential cost of savings of the move, the advantage of having greater bulk food storage capability, and volunteers' reaction to the proposal. The jail requires serving 3 meals a day, but the Department of Aging's main focus is on serving or delivering 1 hot meal per day, with specialized nutritional needs for many of the seniors, making the feasibility of a shared kitchen improbable. County Human Services Director Terry McGee Ward said there was concern on the part of department cooking staff about working with incarcerated people, and the seniors the agency serves also have concerns. Ward said, and I quote, "The seniors have said, I'm not eating the food if an inmate prepares it," end quote. Cairo legislator Harry Lennon said the scenario was under consideration and would not happen. He reiterated that bulk food storage capacity is essentially now the focus. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that authorities are investigating a false deed scheme in several counties in the Capital Region. At least one of the target properties is located on 6th Street in Hudson, according to the state police. The scam works this way. The perpetrator creates fictitious documents for foreclosed or abandoned properties, naming themselves as trustee. They file those documents with the county clerk's office and then sell or rent the property, state police said. Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner said the properties in the scheme are typically in foreclosure or belong to people who are deceased. State Police Investigator Andrew Biren said most of the alleged frauds of this sort involve property rentals rather than building sales. A property sale was recently attempted in Columbia County. The transaction was unsuccessful because discrepancies were identified by the realtor and the homeowner who went to the Hudson Police Department. To avoid being victimized by this scam, Rehens advised people to do their due diligence. He said, and I quote, "If you see something that appears to be too good to be true, it probably is," end quote. Programmers note, Holly Tanner is an active WGXC programmer. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The New York State Canal Corporation announced this weekend that the state canal system will open for the boating season 4 days earlier than originally planned, 7 a.m. Wednesday, April the 27th. All other dates and hours for the 2016 navigation season remain the same. The New York State Canal System is a successor to the Erie Canal and other canals within New York. The 525-mile system is made up of the Erie, the Oswego, the Cayuga-Seneca, and the Champlain Canals. Information is available at canals.newyork.gov. Brian Nearing is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Cuomo administration on Monday, April the 25th, reminded health insurance carriers that they are required to offer maternal and postpartum depression screening. The Department of Financial Services issued guidelines that group health plans and insurers must provide, with no copayment, coinsurance or deductible, preventive services such as depression screening in pregnant and postpartum women. Insurers must begin to provide these services as soon as possible and no later than within 6 months. Previously, the recommendation for depression screening was limited to non-pregnant adults and only in instances where depression care supports were in place. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Here is an update. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sent 70 additional state personnel to help combat the wildfire, which has now consumed 800 acres, on April 25th. There are now more than 110 state emergency personnel on the scene dedicated to containing the fire. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office sent more state emergency personnel to battle the wildfire at Sam's Point Preserve near Ellenville in Ulster County on April 25th. Over 40 state personnel from the Department of Environmental Conservation, Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, State Police, Office of Fire Prevention and Control, and Office of Emergency Management are assisting at least 80 Ulster County first responders at the scene of the fire, which started on April the 23rd. Two helicopters with 250-gallon buckets are dumping water from local lakes onto the fire, according to Cuomo's office. Rain is expected today, April 26, which should help extinguish the flames. The New Platts Climate Action Coalition has announced a civil protest against the proposed Pilgrim oil pipelines will be held at three locations in the Hudson Valley on Sunday, May the 1st. According to a statement released by the coalition on Monday, April the 25th, protesters will be present between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. at the New York State Thruway Exit 21, Catskill, and Exit 20, Saugerties, and from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Exit 18, New Platts. The Pilgrim Pipeline proposal calls for shipping Bakken crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through a pipeline that would roughly follow the Thruway corridor. Refined crude products would be returned to Albany via a parallel pipeline. The coalition claims this unneeded oil would further increase climate change. In addition to climate concerns related to the 178-mile pipeline, the group and its supporters are also focused on protecting waterways, public health and safety, the local regional economies, and air quality. You can read that full story at the Mayday Against Pilgrim Pipelines Facebook page. Brian Nearing is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Houston-based developers of the Constitution Natural Gas Pipeline have vowed to challenge the State Department of Environmental Conservation's rejection of the project. Constitution Pipeline LLC announced on Monday, April 25th, and I quote, "It remains steadfastly committed," end quote, to the project and blasted the DEC for a ruling based on, and I quote, "flagrant misstatements and inaccurate allegations," end quote. Alleging the decision, and I quote, "appears to be driven more by New York State politics than by environmental science," end quote. The company said the decision came as no surprise and ran contrary to its efforts to work collaboratively with the state to address concerns. The company wrote, and I quote, "contrary to the DEC statements, the company was not informed of any outstanding issues that it had not agreed to address as a condition of the permit. In fact, during the past 9 months, weekly inquiries were made to the department to ensure no additional data was needed. Those inquiries were either ignored or responded to in the negative. It is obvious that the DEC deliberately chose to remain silent to bolster the political campaign of the state," end quote. The company said the permit denial will delay approximately 2,400 jobs expected to be created during the pipeline construction and generating $130 million in labor income. The decision could also cost local governments roughly $13 million in property tax revenue as well, the company said. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And for our final story, the details of two more adopted school budgets have emerged. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Coxsackie Athens Board of Education last week adopted that district's 2016-17 spending plan, totaling $29.9 million and requiring a 0.5% tax levy increase. The district was able to stay within the state-mandated tax cap at the same time it increases spending by nearly $500,000. There will be no staff reductions and no academic programs will be cut. The school board election is uncontested. Three candidates are seeking three open seats. A public hearing on the budget will be held May the 3rd at the elementary school in Coxsackie, on May the 5th at the elementary school in Athens. The Germantown Board of Education unanimously approved that district's 2016-17 budget at a meeting on April 13th, according to a report from Debbie Mayer in the Columbia paper. The $14.8 million spending plan requires a 0.64% tax levy increase. To keep the tax levy increase below the state cap, the district will have to tap its unreserved fund balance. A public hearing on the proposal will be held Wednesday, May the 4th, at the school. Residents will also vote to fill two seats on the Board of Education. Ralph Del Pozo, Lester Olson, and George Sharp Sr. are competing to fill those seats. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain today, mainly before 4 p.m. The temperature high will be near 50 degrees. For tonight, a chance of rain, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 31. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Sunrise today was at 5:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:50 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 26th day of April 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.